This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Foreign Minister Penny Wong acknowledged that a path to peace is challenging but vital for all civilians in Gaza. She repeated Australia's calls for a sustainable ceasefire, as well as the immediate release of all hostages and condemnation of the October 7 attacks by Hamas. She says it's clear from speaking to civilians in Gaza that the conflict is weighing heavily on everyone, and called for a need to implement a two-state solution.
It is clear from the conflict that the path to peace demands a just and enduring two-state solution. It demands the recognition of Palestinians' aspirations for statehood, and it demands a security for Israelis.
Israel's attacks on Gaza have been a central point of discussion at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, as the United Nations representative once again called for an immediate ceasefire. It comes as Hamas's health ministry says at least 7 people have been killed in Israeli strikes near the Nasser hospital complex in the city, with a total number of people killed in Gaza now more than 24,400. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke firmly as he called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
The world is standing by as civilians, mostly women and children, are killed, maimed, bombarded, forced from their homes and denied access to humanitarian aid. I repeat my call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza and the process that leads to sustained peace for Israelis and Palestinians based on a two-state solution. That is the only way to stem the suffering and prevent the spillover that could send the entire region up in flames.
United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Geir Pedersen, repeated those calls.
But the question is, can the Israelis be contained? So I think for this to happen, we need a quick end to the war in Gaza. We need humanitarian assistance, and then we need to develop a strategy that is not only, and I know this is a tall order, but a strategy that do not only include Israel-Palestine, but the broader region.
Rental stress is affecting residents in almost half of Australian suburbs. Property research group Suburb Trends, in its rental pain index for January, found 12 suburbs have a maximum score of 100. The worst affected include Durack and Logan Central in Queensland and Warilla and Sanssouci in New South Wales. Britain's Princess of Wales has undergone successful planned abdominal surgery and will be in hospital for up to 2 weeks. Kensington Palace said Princess Kate was admitted to the London clinic on Tuesday and was expected to remain there for 10 to 14 days of treatment before returning home to recover. No details of the surgery was given, but a palace spokesman said the condition was non-cancerous. This comes as Britain's King Charles has sought treatment for an enlarged prostate, adding that the condition was benign and he would attend hospital next week for a corrective procedure. The palace said the king's engagements would be postponed for a short period of recuperation. In tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas has defeated Australian Jordan Thompson to advance to the third round of the Australian Open. Tsitsipas, who struggled with his first serve all evening, secured a 4-6, 7-6, 6-2, 7-6 win over Thompson in 3 hours and 36 minutes. He thanked all of his supporters from the court following his win.
I grew up playing on empty courts, and I was always dreaming for me one day to show up and then play on Rod Laver and Margaret Court. These were the arenas that I was aiming for, and I'm happy that I get to share this with you and make it a part of my journey.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.